yeah. What's going on here? We're ready to go. Hey, hey, put your headphones on there. TDM, we're ready to go. Led Zeppelin. That's awesome. Dug that one out.
That's BBC.
That is a beauty.
That's early in their career. That was what they were doing covers. And that's Eddie Cochran, something else. And we're going to celebrate Eddie Cochran because he's the guy that could have been another Elvis. He died on this date in 1960 in England in a car crash. Gene Vincent was injured but managed to survive and could have lost them both in the same car crash. He was great. He had tons of tunes. And there's still bands to this day still cover Eddie Cochran.
Ah, that's awesome. That's a great way to start the show. And
hello,
I'm very
boys.
Surprised
I'm
that you made it down to the Save-On
Foods
down here at South Point.
Well, I'm glad I brought my passport, where literally I could just be across the border.
Well, we traveled at high speeds today to get here, and we did. And I thought it added to the show. It added to the energy. And I'm glad you made it. What's up? What's going on?
Well, you know why? I mean, I could have phoned it in. Yeah, I could have phoned it in. But as I said last week, today is World Malbec Day.
Yes.
And so I decided to, as I said, I wanted to pour BC Malbecs because a lot of people, you know, wine drinkers don't know that we do make Malbec in the province of BC. And so I started
to
right there.
Can I sip in just as you go ahead?
That's a 2010 Malbec from maybe one of the best, Quinta Ferrera.
Is it called?
Quinta Ferrera. And they're the first winery outside of Oliver on the left-hand side on Black Sage Road. $29.90, 190 cases. It's got a big, long finish, blackberry. Well, you know.
I get a little pepper in there at the end.
Want your pepper, right?
Yeah. Well, so, no, the Malbec, I mean, the my favorite Malbec has always been from Argentina. I've been a big fan of that. But this right here is fantastic, I will say. Very nice.
Okay, that's your.
Here. Talking to the microphone.
Thank you,
there you go.
That's your spit bucket, okay?
I'm not spitting this out.
Yeah, you have to because there's two more.
Well, that's fine.
Okay, fine. All right, so it is World Malbec Day, but also that's movies, Dave. By the way, did you know that Blade Runner is going to be shot again?
Yes.
Do you know who's going to play the new character?
We were talking about that.
Ryan Gosling.
Yes. Yeah. But they're going to have both of them.
Yeah.
The old character, the new character, and we'll have it by 2017. It's going
Harrison
to be big.
Ford. You know what the interesting thing about this movie is that when they shot it, the year was 2019.
Yeah.
We're four years away from that.
I know.
Does technology and air travel look any different than it did back when that movie was released?
And the Canadian director, Denis Villeneuve.
Now, how cool was it yesterday when they rolled out the entire cast of Star Wars? And I got to tell you, I was sitting there going, wow, they look a little older. Chewbacca looks okay. Chewbacca looked just fine because he doesn't shave. Right?
I hope that. Princess Leia's got a daughter. That's what I'm hoping.
Granddaughter, maybe.
Granddaughter? No, Dave, you just stepped over the line.
No, and the other thing, too, Harrison Ford wasn't there because he's still in hospital or recovering or whatever
from the
plane crash. But they did have a shot of him and Chewbacca. And first time that we've seen him as Han Solo in, what, over 30 years or whatever it was?
You're a little excited about this, are you?
It's good. Pretty cool.
Okay,
pretty cool. All right.
Well, were you excited about Paul Blart, Mall Cop 2?
You know, it's funny how they describe he gets into and goes with a bunch of other, they're called Mall Cops, of course,
yes.
Paul Blart,
yeah.
And how they get hooked up together. I'm a big fan of his physicality kind of comedy.
That's
stuff.
Why you go.
Yeah.
Because it's getting killed. There's not one reviewer
has
said, yeah, you want to go.
But that's they're not doing it for the reviewers.
No, they're not.
But the reviewers don't want to go?
No, they just can't stand it. And so it's just physical humor. Nobody's doing this stuff.
I love it.
So that's why you go. And
sure.
Paul Blart's going to have a great run this weekend. Unfriended, by the way. Here's your second scary movie in the last couple of weeks. Seriously scary and really, really good. Really well shot. Really well done. It could have been cheesy and stupid. And basically the plot is on the anniversary of a girl who's bullied on the internet, commits suicide. A year later, she starts to show up on their screens and then that's where it starts to get interesting from that
point.
You see,
that's where I have to have somebody with me and a lot of Malbec at the time, just to desensitize myself. I get scared. I get scared now as I get older.
Before I get to Monkey Kingdom, that is the second Malbec that I decided to pour for you. And I actually met with these guys last night. This is Road 13. It's Jackpot Malbec. It's $50 at the winery. And it's like Dave. It's round and fleshy.
Whoa.
Wow.
But also
now that's over the line.
Wait a minute. But also like Dave.
I'm glad you didn't say old and rum buddy.
Also like Dave, it's got great structure. And it's built for aging.
Really?
And food is a must. All right. By the way, you'll like to know this, that in the process, it's hand-plunged. How many times have you been hand-plunged?
Well, in the days when I was Han Solo.
There you go. Jackpot Malbec from
Road
13.
I hand-plunged myself, actually.
$13.50 at the winery. Thank you to Road 13 and
Joseph. Are your headphones working?
Yes, they are.
Okay,
thank you so much.
I thought I was speaking to you, but apparently nothing.
No, I was trying to...
I just laid a Han Solo joke on there.
Sorry.
Hand-plunged.
2 weeks in a row now.
Yeah, I know.
Okay.
All right.
Monkey Kingdom. Do you like your Disney?
Okay, monkeys,
Disney.
What kind of monkeys are they going to use?
These are what they call toque macaque.
They're what?
Toque macaque.
Toot my cock?
Yeah, they're those sort of monkeys.
I hear the champ going, pardon?
Danger.
So he says to me again, toot my cock.
Toque macaque.
So I head fake him with some bananas. And the
words hand plunged.
Hand plunged.
Who doesn't love monkeys and Disney monkey movies? This is what this is about. You go because you can take your kids. It's in Sri Lanka.
Well, narrated, my cock.
And narrated by Tina Fey.
Yes.
All right. Huh. And this is wonderful. This is just a wonderful film.
Do my cocks make good pets?
Yeah.
But are they trainable?
They are trainable.
That's why they're in the movie. They're the best movie monkeys out there.
But they don't train. They shot for 3 years.
Oh, so the toot my cock, not that smart.
Yeah, that's right. No, it took them 3 years to find the. They had to follow the right ones. They had to follow the storyline. You know what I'm saying?
So they follow the storyline and then write it as they go.
Yeah, that's right.
Bobby, the little toot my cock, who just going through puberty.
How do you like your Malbec?
Let me see.
Oh, boy. No spit buckets. Wow. Mm. Oh, I love that. I love that.
That is really good.
That's very good. There's one more to go.
Now, do you think if they came out with a Malbec that was called a toot my cock and had a picture of a monkey on that,
would they sell? Yeah, they would.
All right.
Okay.
Do I hear dogs in my head?
Is there a kennel here?
No, they're right over there.
There they are.
A whole bunch of them.
All right. Now, the Tasting Room Radio is on at 2 o'clock on Saturday because of the Raptors playoff game,
sure.
Right?
And you're on 1410, right?
1410. TSN 1410.
That's right.
And we have the Canucks on. We got Dan Hamhuis, Willie Mitchell, Willie Desjardins, Jim Benning, Paolo Aquilini talking about their autism network.
Paolo's fantastic. Yeah, I love him.
We're fishing, talking wine, hockey. And interesting, the coach and general manager are talking just as they start their jobs with the Canucks. Just on the verge of it. It's kind of interesting to hear what they have to say about the team. And so that's what we're going to do. And DJ Kearney is pouring and talking about the wines of the Jura, which is a remarkable area. And your wine of the week? Oh, your third one.
Okay, while you're doing I want to throw this by it.
LaFrenz.
51 years ago today, 1964, the FBI reported that it could not determine the lyrics to Louie Louie.
I saw that. I heard that this morning.
And I got to throw that by Mully.
Well, they thought it was a communist song?
Oh, yeah. They thought there was a plot involved in it. No, just a bunch of guys going, Louie Louie.
Oh, man.
Come on.
Louie Louie.
That's it. Come on.
Louie Louie.
It's a song about Louie. What part of this don't you get?
It was more than that. They had fun with that, man.
Louis was a communist.
Yeah.
What is this? LaFrenz.
LaFrenz. Narmada Advance. It's a tank sample. It bottles in 2 weeks. That's how good it is.
That's it. They're three distinctive tastes.
Very distinctive. Distinctive.
Unreal.
Regions. Wow.
Do all Malbecs have that? Like, so distinctive?
Totally. And then one will show up, as you say, is completely peppery.
Uh-oh. Finn, I think, is now looking at LaFrenz. Finn, I didn't realize, like, to sample the wine.
He would take the entire bottle and chortle it.
Yes. Chortle it.
By the way, is this the store that has the liquor store-in-store? Isn't this the same? This is the one
save
place.
Save on foods.
This is it.
Yes.
Wow.
That's the manager right there.
I'm going to go do some research. Boys, I want to leave you with
this. We got a break. We got to get going. We're late.
All right.
Hurry up.
Eddie Cochran on this day.
Yeah.
Wonderful thing. I'll be watching the game tonight from Edmonton. It'll be kind of different and weird going into
you're weird
there.
And different anyway. So
thank you so
you guys
much.
Will get
Play
along.
Me some Eddie Cochran, will you please? Thank you, boys, and take care of yourself.
TVM.
Get home safely.
Live. Thank you.
One of the great rockers. Turn this thing up.
Look at that. Here she comes.